It's a hot, dry Friday afternoon at the New York State Fairgrounds, and the Wine Pavilion is doing a brisk business. This is about as fancy as the fair gets. There are white plastic tables, fake bunches of grapes, and cloth banners representing vineyards from all over the state. Most are understated. The banner for the Hemp and Wine Company is not. It's a wall of tie-dye, complete with a large hemp leaf and a sign that says, "Hemp and Wine, taste the essence." Al Lutens is pouring samples of hemp-flavored wine. He hands one to a skeptical-looking customer.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty good. It doesn't taste like rope. It tastes good.
The wine is infused with hemp seed oil, which gives it a distinctive flavor. Jim Kastetter is the president of the Hemp and Wine Company. He's based in Binghamton, New York. As he passes out samples, he hands me a tiny plastic cup.
This is our white wine. The white is a nice summer wine. It tantalizes you a touch.
All right, we'll try it. It's very subtle.
Very subtle.
Yeah, it's nice. I heard it described as being like drinking a bong hit, but I wouldn't agree with that with the white.
The red, wait.
In fact, the wine contains no THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that makes people feel high. But the marketing potential here is not lost on Kastetter. One of his drink specials is called the Big Bong Cooler. It's a mixture of soda and wine, named after the device of choice for many pot smokers. But that's exactly the kind of connection the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is concerned about. The ATF regulates all alcoholic beverages that cross state lines, and it approved Hemp and Wine's Northern White 2 years ago. But now, ATF officials say they've changed their minds. They plan to outlaw the wine's national distribution. Tracy Height is a spokesperson for the Bureau.
The reason for that is that the word hemp gives a misleading impression as to the identity and quality of the product.
Height says that's because many people think hemp is marijuana.
Webster's new college dictionary defines it as a psychoactive drug, as marijuana or hashish, and it is routinely associated by the public with marijuana.
In fact, that's not quite true. The first two definitions of hemp in Webster's new college dictionary describe it as a tall Asian herb grown for its tough fiber. And in most industrialized countries, it's used in everything from rope to building supplies. Jim Kastetter says the ATF's argument demonstrates the government's refusal to distinguish between marijuana and industrial hemp.
I say in the back of my white wine, why hemp? And I state clearly, hemp is a lushly green, fragrant, tall plant which yields a plant full of alternative paper, textile, fuel, and food sources. Nowhere on this do I say it's marijuana. It'll get you high. I mean, the worst thing about my product is it's alcohol.
The ATF is expected to announce its decision in the next few weeks. Kastetter will then have 30 days to make his case. If the decision goes through, another company's hemp-flavored beer will also be affected. Ken Friedman is the president of the Hemp Industries Association in Occidental, California. He plans to help these companies take their case to court.
There's nothing illegal about hemp wine or hemp beer. There's nothing ambiguous about it. There's nothing misleading about it. Well, the legal term would be arbitrary and capricious. The layman's term would be stupid. There is really no reason to go after these labels. I don't think anyone's complained about them. Anyone's been confused about it.
You can really feed the world on hemp seed.
Back at the fair, Jim Kastetter has cornered another customer. They listen politely as he talks about the nutritional value of the hemp seed. He wasn't always a hemp advocate. Kastetter came into the business as an entrepreneur who saw an untapped market. Now, he's in the middle of a battle, just as he was starting to turn a profit. But he's not giving up, and he hopes his fight with the federal government will clear the way for others who depend on hemp for their livelihood. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Syracuse, New York.